Mandisa's dad doesn't believe that her death is from self-harm. Revelation-style horses running free in the city streets, and police shut down baptism event held by Jenny Weaver and Pastor Mike Signorelli. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and this is your midweek rundown. Today we have a story from Mandisa's father saying that he does not believe that that her death is from self-harm. During her celebration of life ceremony, her father, John Hunley, claimed that he does not believe that she harmed herself. He mentioned her body being potentially weak from COVID. He gave his own belief of what he thinks happened at the time of Mandisa's death. And you can read that in this article, which is going to be linked in the description. And you can always go to charismanews.com to see all of these stories that I'm talking about here. Now, here in an article by Michael Snyder, he says that it's titled "Bloodied White Horse Gallops London, Prompting Prophetic Rumors." Now, there's links in this article to videos that you can actually see of these horses running through the streets of London. There was a white horse that was covered in red blood up to its bridle that went on a rampage through the streets for one of the most important cities on the entire planet. People are connecting this to imagery that is talked about in the book of Revelation. It says, well, a lot of people saw this. They were instantly reminded of the four horses in the book of Revelation. This person posted on their Twitter, a white horse covered in blood and a black horse rush through the streets of London. White, red, black prophetic sign. Is a pale green horse next? It's a very good question. Definitely read this article and check out the links to see the videos of these horses for yourself. And our top story right now is that police shut down Jenny Weaver and Mike Signorelli baptisms. Now, this event was happening in Miami with Pastor Mike Signorelli's V1 Miami Church. They were having a revival service, and Jenny Weaver was there as well. And they decided to, many people were getting baptized. And during the spontaneous baptisms, which took place in the back of a truck, the law enforcement arrived to shut it down. Now, when the police came, they said that it was because that it was on private property, and they said that the property owners wanted them to leave. But before the event concluded, Signorelli was allowed to let one last person get baptized. With all grace and kindness, Signorelli respected what the officer was asking for. The police officer allowed the young woman to hop in the back of the truck where the baptism pool was to take the plunge. And so here we have police just doing their job, and the Pastor Mike Signorelli and all the people were happy to work with the police and to obey what was being asked of them. And they just honored that. So this is a great story. Even though it was shut down and couldn't continue on, they accomplished what they were out there for. So for all these stories and more, make sure you go to charismanews.com to see everything that's happening in our world today from a Christian perspective. So I'm John Matarazzo.